set it in fire and just put it right up under there, all right, that would have been it. And you wouldn't have had to hold it there for just a minute. And that would have wound it up.
Now, so far as shooting with a gun, I hear that if you back off from those things and shoot them, they'll come right down the air path that that bullet's made. Just like that.
Well, like just about it, you take gun with number 9 shot, that thing got a lot of shot in it.
Yeah.
And if I'd been going to do it, I could have, it had a place you could have drove your pickup truck up there to it.
Uh-huh.
And what you'd done, just let your glass down where it wouldn't have been just about like this. And just shot the thing off now. And then just roll your glass up. You never would have been no way in the world when it was steaming.
Yeah.
And then those things was left, what was left.
Where the hornets nest? You got hornets?
I don't have none here. I have seen plenty of them, but I haven't seen a hornet's nest in years.
Do they nest in the trees or in the ground? You ever
in
seen
the ground.
Yeah.
In the ground.
Yeah, those things are nasty, but a hornet.
They're bad.
What about the things that you would see around a lake? Some people said when you saw them, there was a snake nearby or something like that. They'd fly around. They had real thin body and big eyes. And
I don't know.
You got a snake doctor here? Or?
No, I tell you. When I see a snake, I kill it.
Yeah.
I never have been much of a fisherman. We got a pond up here. And I used to go down there and catch a mess of fish. But I haven't been fishing in a long time.
Yeah.
I just don't care about it.
What kind of fish you catch down there?
We had trout and big brim. Went up there one afternoon, and Mr. P.B. was with me, and my daughter, she came down with Byron and myself were on a boat. And I caught 11 big old brim. Those things were as large as your hand. And my daughter caught 11. Well, long then you used to feed the things. I don't know, but I've forgotten what you put in there. But anyway, there was about 3 acres in the pond. And my goodness, the water that rained, when it got a certain depth, then a certain amount of it would go out, don't you see? But you just had this very small stream.
Mm-hmm.
I forgotten who built that pond. I think Bill built it, I'm not sure. But that pond there stayed there for years and years, and then in the last 3 or 4 years, my son-in-law and the grandson redid it. And they got a pond up there now. Now Billy's got a pond over here back in his house. They use that thing for irrigation.
Uh-huh.
And like it's about time to really, really change.
More and more farmers are irrigating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was talking about a mosquito haul.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know there's a lot of these old crows that you see.
You know what a dragonfly is? A mosquito haul little thing?
Oh, yeah. These big old mosquito hawks, they just a big thing, but I haven't seen one of those.